This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It is an easy game to play. I will share with you a real-life news story from something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Our caller has since dropped off. Ahem. So you gentlemen will be playing against each other.
Do we have to?
You do. You have to.
What if we give you a story and you have to guess?
I'll already know. Oh. But today you have your story. Your category with the wonderful world of drugs. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
We haven't done Hit Me in a while. You good with that one, Ted?
Yeah. I was going to say animal.
What do you think? Hit Me or Animal?
Hit Me or Animal?
You win this one, Montgomery. Thanks, Mike.
Next time, just for you guys, I'm going to have Hit an Animal.
Wait, is it just Miles' questions?
You're jogging and there's a dog.
Right. You're mowing a lawn.
And there's bunnies.
Or quails.
There's quail in front of your car. All right, here's your story. We go to...
It's all true.
We go to Hicksville, New York.
Hicksville.
Where a man was arrested for striking another man in the head with an object at a wedding. Now, it happened at the Sandcastle just before 1 a.m. Police, they say that Mandeep Singh, he was in an argument with a group of people before it got violent. He then hit a 28-year-old man in the head with something. The victim was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Now, Singh, he's charged with assault. The question is, what did Singh hit the other man in the head with at a wedding? Was it a chair? Yeah, just like the movie.
I like that. Chair.
Was it a plate? Was it a bottle or was it a flower vase? So chair, plate, bottle, or vase. What did Singh grab and strike another man in the head?
I think all these are reasonable except for bottle for me.
Did you say it was towards the end of the wedding?
It's 1 a.m. I'm going to assume it was, man. Hmm.
And they probably got a bottle by that time. I'm going bottle.
And it was outside of what? The sandbar?
The name of the place is just called the Sandcastle, but that's the name of the wedding venue.
Sandcastle.
You said bottle, Miles?
I'm going to go bottle because of the time. Like, at that point in time, you might be able to get a bottle from the bartender.
Well, what if Mr. Singh was there with the date? And every time I've been to the wedding with a date, they love taking the centerpiece. Which generally is a vase full of flowers.
Okay, I'll say vase. Sorry.
I think he went with the bold method, and I think he just grabbed the chair, went full WWE on him.
Yeah, I think it's too late for a plate.
Okay, what did this guy hit this guy in the head with? A chair, a plate, a bottle, or a flower vase? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's
Room. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category, tell me when your best shout-out profile. This guy, New York man, he's arrested after striking another man in the head.
At a wedding. At what, 10 o'clock, 2 in the morning?
1 a.m.
1 a.m. Question is, what did he hit this guy with? A chair, a plate, a bottle, or a flower vase?
And Miles Montgomery, we start with you. You said the bottle. It's 1 a.m. That's when things are flowing. However,
I feel like weddings always give you a bottle beer anyhow.
D-Ted Smith, you went with the old vase.
Yeah, the vase.
A vase. Deference. No, it was not a vase.
All right.
like you in WWE style, as you're a WWE fan, yeah. Said he took a chair, which is ridiculous. But you are correct. Homeboy picked up a chair, smashed his dude over the head with it.
Everybody wants to smash somebody with a chair at some point.
They do.
I'm just amazed at a wedding. All the weddings I've been to, I've only seen one confrontation. And it was because somebody who wasn't invited to the wedding showed up.
Oh, that makes sense. You know, they really need to clarify this, though. It's like, I've never seen a confrontation at a wedding. I've seen a confrontation at a reception.
Well, even, right, I'm saying this was at the reception. Like, that dude showed up looking.
Yeah.
And found it.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Stephen Colbert, The Jimmys,
Fallon Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, Tomlinson,
Taylor,
or Ted Smith.
The...
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there in the title. Yes, that seems to tell us the writer is something to come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Today is International Mario Day, as in the world's most famous plumber from Super Mario Brothers, Mario. But we all know the most famous plumber is the one that shows up when your toilet is clogged.
Pinky's Plumbing.
Fallon.
Colbert.
Smith.
Damn it.
That's the truth, though, man.
Yeah, you're right. You are a hero.
You need toilets overflowing. That's the plumber you want. Forget Mario.
Mario's never showed up at my house. For a guy that's a plumber, he actually seems rather distracted with his own personal issues with this peaches chick.
What's the last time he worked?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're a plumber. I've never, in any one of your games, seen you actually deal with a toilet issue.
I mean, he's going in and out of pipes. He's working the pipes all the doggone time.
What are you talking about?
Mario? He goes in... I go get drunk at karaoke with a microphone. Doesn't mean I'm working.
True enough.
A Canadian man broke the record for the fastest time eating 25 Carolina Reaper peppers. He then immediately broke the record for most weeping in a bathroom.
I'll say Colbert again.
Colbert.
A Canadian man broke the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to eat 25 Carolina Reaper chili peppers. He then immediately broke the record for most weeping in a bathroom.
Can't let a Canadian have that.
No. Yeah, you can.
I don't think so, man.
I'm not trying to step up for that. Like, hey, cool. It means you are insane.
A man broke the record for the fastest time eating 25 Carolina Reaper chili peppers in just over 4.5 minutes. He didn't even order them. He was just too polite to send them back.
Myers.
Yeah, they didn't like it. They didn't like it, huh?
That wasn't funny.
That is Seth Myers.
Canadian man recently broke a Guinness World Record by eating 25 Carolina Reaper chili peppers in just over 4.5 minutes. He didn't even order them. He was just too polite to send them back.
Following a successful launch and delivery of a data device and image... Jesus, let me start this again. Following the successful launch and delivery of a data device, an Imagine Dragons song has landed on the moon. I've always said that the moon should be more like shopping at Kohl's.
Colbert?
Sorry.
Kimmel.
Yeah, Colbert.
Following the successful launch and delivery of a data storage device, an Imagine Dragons song has landed on the moon. That is incredible news. I have always said the moon should feel more like shopping at Kohl's.
I will stand up for all dragons.
Imagine they're bad.
Imaginary or not. I like those
guys.
They
really didn't think you were funny, dude.
No, they didn't. No. Well, they laughed at my jokes. Yeah. That's good.
Not to my jokes. Bad jokes. They were good.
All right. Sometimes art imitates life. This one is...
They're back. You got them, man.
Art imitates life.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you know a fireman and his house burns down, you're like, oh, that's ironic.
Isn't it life imitates art?
Well,
Damn it, man. I don't know. Is it life imitating art? Yeah. Not art imitating life?
Yes.
All right.
I was like, where are you going with this?
There's a guy doing a weather forecast. He's warning people about tornadoes. But as he's doing the weather report and telling people to be safe, or tornado hits the building.
This is a look at the live camera of a tornado, which could be passing by our station right now. Take shelter. Everybody in the Fox 35 building, get to your safe space. We're catching debris right now on the roof. We're hearing, you can see the debris flying there on the camera. This is a tornado. Seek shelter immediately. Get under your desks, guys. Anchors under the desks. Okay, we got power flickering out. This is a confirmed tornado. Okay. I've been doing this for a very long time. That's the first time a tornado has hit while I'm doing the weather.
Ted, did he actually get under a desk? Or does he just stand up there and keep doing the weather?
He's basically telling them how to be safe. But yeah. I think he realized at some point, like, well, they're not going to pay him back.
Right, okay.
And, man, credit to that guy. And I would not recommend that anyone do that under any circumstance. My report just would have been. But the fact that my man hung in there, right? And look, if nothing else, I think people get the gravity of the situation.
Yeah.
If you, and again, I would not do that. But I'm proud of that guy, man. That
also,
guy deserves,
like,
a shout out.
I mean, you forget. News reports are important. But the weathermen. Or the meteorologists, right? Like, they're, like, especially when you're talking about storms and stuff,
yeah,
like
severe
that.
Severe stuff.
Right, that's severe stuff, and that's life or death. So, I mean, I think that's good. You're right, that he's standing there and being like, hey, do this or do that.
And it's different, you know, because, like, with hurricanes, they'll send someone to the hotspot.
Right.
I'm standing on the beach, and I'm like, well, you're a freaking idiot. You drove there. Like, I don't feel bad for you what happened. You know what you're doing. You just want the shot, right? This guy, I don't think he wanted the shot. It's like, no, dude, like, and the way tornadoes move, like, if it's on you, it's just on you.
Right, and they don't, at least with hurricanes, there's time to plan it out, there's this, there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, with that, that is brutal.
Yeah.
And you don't, and like, I remember being in Maryland once or twice where there's a tornado warning in College Park, and unfortunately, it hit in College Park. It didn't hit near my house, in my neighborhood, but I mean, it picked up a car and threw these people against a building. It was awful.
I remember that.
But I remember, like, that was the first time I ever, like,
I think three people passed.
Yeah. I mean, I remember laying in the basement of my house that I grew up in underneath a desk with a mattress on me.
Again, another time, Ted, where I was on the air in the afternoon and looking at that EAS button.
Right. I don't hear it.
That was before 9/11. And it still did not go off. Or maybe it was closer after. But it was still one of those times where I got the log out. They're telling you the tornadoes are coming. I'm ready to activate this thing because it really did blow directly through College Park. Was coming through PG County on its way to Anne Arundel and on its way to South Baltimore. And I'm looking at the screen. It's not doing anything.
Yeah, it's more important to test it than it is to use it. That is what we've discovered in our years.
I have a feeling you'll hear it.
Well, one day I'm going to be really happy to push that button, you know?
I don't think anyone's happy to press. Like, all right.
Finally, all this training comes to fruition. Push.
I have been in a studio where my knee, but luckily it wasn't our studio. It was a different studio, but my knee bumped it, so we sent one. like a required test. Then, like, everybody was like, that originated here? And I was like, yeah.
Wild. Just look, in the world of radio, probably the same with TV, like, that is something you absolutely do not want to do, is accidentally hit the EAS. Like,
right, because everybody else down the line, it always tells you where it's been initiated from, but everybody else down the line, right? Like, if Mike gets a monthly test while he's working the board, there's a certain amount of time he's got to relay it.
Yeah.
So that one went out, and then all that, I feel bad, is these other people, like, they were just, like, following rules.
Oh, my God.
They had to relay it. Yeah. It's just like... Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, and I left that studio quick.
That's bad, man.
Yeah, yeah. You need to put a cover over those things. All right. Has anybody in here seen Severance yet?
I have not.
My wife brought it up to me this morning, because this is how she operates, and just says, hey, I know it's 8:30. You know what we need to watch? Severance.
All right. Okay. I have not seen it. My cousin was telling about it just last week. Sounds pretty interesting, right?
What is the premise?
The premise is there's, like, a company where it's like...
You separate work brain from life
You get
brain.
Severed every day, and then you go down these tunnels and stuff. I haven't watched it. It's what I've been told.
Then you go down to these tunnels, and work you has no idea what regular you is up to.
Correct. Oh,
okay. And regular you, like, basically, it's almost like you're still going through, going to work, but you don't have to sweat it. So you're much happier at work because you're just like, I love working in this company. Like, I have no idea the regular world really exists. But then eventually the workers somehow find out that their other halves are living like a fun life and that they're not going to be happy.
Okay.
They're going to want to know what's going on.
All right.
But this is even weirder. This comes from Reddit. Thanks, Miles, giving me this one. Basically, this guy said, my dog's afraid of severance.
What? So actually, that's Newser. Let's hear it.
Newser.
Yeah, Newser.
Some people think it's the theme song that you can hear in the background. But basically, other people chimed in, too, and said it's reached a point where he hears the sad piano, and he puts himself to bed. One person said, I love the show, but I can only watch it with AirPods or subtitles. Somebody else told the Washington Post that, noting the dog will start pacing, whining, crying, and hiding in the other room whenever the show is on.
These people are being serious.
Oh, this is like a thing.
All right, so my wife brought it up this morning, and she said, I've just heard good things.
I would watch in front of your dog.
I want to experiment, because it's like, look, man, I've heard good things, too. We should check it out. Now that I'm hearing this, because my crazy-ass dog, like, let's just put it on and see what Molly does.
There's also, one of the show's sound editors said they constantly use some high-pitched sounds, this and that. They know dogs are sensitive to it. There's lights flashing. So there might be some science behind it. But either way, it's a pretty intense show. But I just like the idea. Dogs are like, hell no, man. No.
Do not watch the show again.
Well, it's got to be something.
I want no parts right.
It's got to be like the pitch of something, that something audio-wise.
Or really, the dogs know that it's true. Like, oh, you don't know that's your life, man. Yeah, when you get to work, bro.
Wait till they find out I don't have a job.
They also say human stress levels go up while watching it.
Cool.
And it puts off something that emits like a stress hormone. And the dogs might sense it. So, that, you know, like when you're sad, your dog will come over and keep you company. So maybe you're just getting tense watching the show. So the dog's like, I don't even want to be in this room.
My dog writes me love notes. I'm sorry you're so sad. But if you rub my belly, you'll feel better.
Also, want to give an update on The Penguin?
The show.
The show. Again, good show. You're finding out how characters on the show got the way they are?
Yeah.
It is disturbing.
Oh, yeah?
I had to turn it off last night. I was like, I can't watch this
part. This is not fun.
Yeah, and I know it's fake. I just wasn't in a good mood. Got my dinner ready, and I started watching it. I was like, oh, God, no, I don't want to watch this. So, you know, went back.
So you recommend it?
It is a good show. It's kind of, we've talked about, there's certain shows you like, you just got to make sure you're in the right frame of mind.
Yes.
So I would say if you're not in a happy state of mind or whatever, don't watch. Yeah, The Penguin gets a little dark, which it should be shocking. It's The Penguin. Yep. It's about a bunch of stuff that's going to go on down there, or, you know, whatever the hell's going on there you don't want to see. There's a cool documentary coming out on Paramount Plus. Tom Petty, Heartbreaker's Beach Party.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
If you're like us and never went to see him, maybe go watch that.
Good times. All right, headlines are coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A Texas man steals an ambulance and leads police on a chase to arrest the ugliest man on earth. Meanwhile, police chase a naked man whose name is the ultimate definition of girth.
Yeah.
Dog accidentally shoots owner while he was getting it on. We won't stop this live update until the tornado is gone. And a 4-year-old calls the cops on his mom. But it's all in good humor. And it's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top three. We're going to Florida, where professionalism knows no bounds. A tornado had touched down in the area earlier this week, devastating the area with winds reaching speeds of 115 miles an hour. Luckily, the local Fox affiliate was broadcasting at the time of the tornado, warning people about a tornado in the area, and was able to inform the public its exact location because the tornado was right on top of their studio. A video made the rounds online, which shows several employees taking cover in protective areas inside of the building. Ted played the audio earlier today, all except the meteorologist in the studio, who is behind the desk, actively giving a report on the tornado bearing down on them.
My man.
That's a baller move right now.
Like I said, I would not do that, but I admire that, man. It's a broadcast. You're like, dude, that takes balls.
I believe you would, man, because you broadcasted here when there was a fire in the doggone building.
That's different.
It's all about your level of danger. They knew that that tornado wasn't going to rip the roof off the place.
But we have fire exits. There's not like a tornado exit.
True.
We have fire extinguishers. There's no tornado extinguisher. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, all right, I have options.
You really think that desk is going to protect them at all?
I don't know.
It's more for just falling objects.
Okay.
That's why you're always supposed to be under a desk. Or like I said, the one time I had a mattress over me.
All right. Like the getting away from the windows, I understand.
Sure.
Being under stuff, yeah, for the debris that comes through the window, yeah.
Do you think I'd stay here if a tornado hit the building?
We got bigger issues if a tornado hits this building.
That's a good point.
In other news, to Memphis, Tennessee, where a man is betrayed by his best friend. A man was admitted to the hospital to be treated for a gunshot wound. It had happened while he was laying in his bed with his lady friend. The gun was fired in close proximity, and the bullet grazed the man's leg. His lady friend left the scene with him. The man was taken to the hospital, but the shooter remained there at the home because it was the man's dog. While relaxing with his lady, the dog had jumped up onto the bed and actually gotten her foot stuck in the trigger, firing the weapon.
It wasn't an accident, man.
No, it wasn't. He was aiming for her. Get up and down. Hell no. And we were just talking about this off air. His lady friend had grabbed the gun and left the building.
Do you think his gun was registered?
No.
I mean, but that almost makes it worse. You know, because if it's registered, I'd say, hey, the last thing I want you to do is leave and take my weapon.
You know, she has a warrant out for her arrest.
She can leave. Oh. She can leave, but don't take my gun unless my gun is unregistered.
This is my speculation.
All right.
I'm not saying that as a fact. I'm saying I bet she's probably up to something.
Probably, if she rolled out.
Because if not, you would try to take care of the person that you're with who just got shot.
Yeah,
that right. Is
a- Sorry, buddy. Can't really help you out here. No first aid available. I gotta go.
I gotta leave.
Now, it's very odd that a dog calls this, and then he's like, take the gun.
Take the gun and go.
Yeah. A man in Texas was arrested for joyriding something cool. Authorities got a call about a man having an emergency mental crisis at a local hotel. When they arrived at the scene, our man jumped into the driver's seat of the ambulance and fled the scene. They eventually tracked down the vehicle, which our man was still inside of, and a short chase ensued, finally coming to an end when the man crashed into a tree. He was subsequently arrested and faces a long list of charges.
George of the jungle.
I still contend I think the ambulance would be the coolest of the big three to drive.
Police car, fire truck, ambulance.
Well, at least you have a decent idea of how to operate an ambulance as far as driving it or a police car.
Right.
Fire truck, don't mess with that. That's a CDL license type thing.
100%. Why are you taking an ambulance over a police car? Because an ambulance, you just say, hey, get out of the way. Police car, I have a loudspeaker. I can pull you over. I'm saying, I feel like you have more
ambulance
fun.
Too.
But they can't pull you over. You know what I mean?
Well, but you pull over for them. You're not going to actually pull somebody over. You're not in a cop's uniform.
You don't know me.
That's fair.
I am pulling them. They don't know I'm not in a cop's uniform until they get out of the vehicle. So I pull you over, right? I pulled you over for speeding, say. You pulled over. I'm behind you. Until I physically get out of the vehicle, you don't know that it's just me. So I might take 20 minutes. Citizen, please wait. I'm having computer trouble. So I could have you sitting there for like 20 minutes.
You're just playing Candy Crush.
Oh, yeah. And normally I don't even play it.
And then another cop rolls up behind you and you just bail out.
Then I take off, yes.
Oh, you got shot? I'm leaving.
Later, I'm taking the gun. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Mount Pleasant, Wisconsin, where officers needed to teach a little lesson. A video is being shared online of a local officer going to a home and asking one of the younger members of the household, a 4-year-old that had called earlier this issue, to come forth. The young lad had called 911 to report a crime, and his mother was the culprit, you see. Because his mother had stolen the ice cream that he had planned on eating for himself. The officer stopped by to help him understand that 911 should be used for emergencies.
Well, he shouldn't have bought a good flavor then.
Here's the problem. Kids don't understand. In the kid's mind, it's like, this was an emergency.
This is a crime.
I like Rocky Road. She said it was mine. She ate it.
Right. The emergency is you pissed me off.
Yep. What kids don't understand is, you didn't buy that. I
That's
did.
Right.
It's mine before it's yours.
No, you said it was mine.
Well, you can have some, but I'm the
Once
one who
you say it doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm the one who bought it. Look, these nuggets, you're going to have to give me one to make
My
sure
My son got mad at me because I took a Fanta.
It was in the freezer. It's mine now.
I'm going to take a Dino Nugget. It's cool.
Spencer before is brought to you by the fun folks at Sports on What. You got NBA and college basketball on tonight, as well as spring training baseball and Champions Cup soccer featuring your Seattle Sounders. Find out where to watch all those games in one convenient location. It's called the Sports on What app. What? As far as your weather.
Sports on What app.
What?
Right.
If you tell us the name, I'll go there.
It's Sports on What.
What is it?
Right. Sports on What.
I'll be that one.
Okay.
Forcer weather. Cloudy tonight with some periods of rain and a low of 43. We're looking at rain for tomorrow as well with a high of 50. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
What a week. Tribute to Bob Rivers tomorrow on the Daily Mix Morning Show. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. But in the meantime, please do what you do best. And for Bob Rivers and Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.